What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Obviously, Reynolds, he's an all-star. We just talked about it and how non-enthusiastic he was about receiving the honor. And Skeens is an all-star, which is very well-deserving. And, you know, he's not too high, too low of a guy either. He's kind of just right in the middle, kind of just, you know, content with everything and doesn't really show his emotions too much. But, you know, maybe that's baseball players and, you know, maybe that's just how they get down. I have no problem with it. But people are so enamored now. And we had a pretty good discussion about this maybe a month ago with Crowley of like exit velocity, miles per hour, how hard a hit is, how hard home runs are, how far home runs are, and things of that nature. You know, the analytical, the numbers, and how strong a guy is. And we had Neil Walker on a couple weeks ago, and we asked him the question, you know, about the batting averages around Major League Baseball, and he did say that that has a lot to do with it. You pay more attention, basically, to OPS than you do batting average because guys are more prone to, and you know, almost not constructed, but, you know, just put in a place to hit the ball out more than put the ball in play. That's how baseball is now. So whenever it comes to the home run derby, would you want to see O'Neill Cruz get the call of participating in the home run derby because of all those things, how enamored we are about how hard he hits the ball, how far he hits the ball. Isn't that what the home run derby is about?
Yeah.
It's like, showcasing that.
I'd like to see him. I've never seen him take batting practice though. Sometimes that can play a factor.
Why? I mean, wouldn't it be better?
I know that there have been players in the past who have claimed that they've ruined their swings doing the home run derby. I'm worried about long-term effect. I think not. I mean, it would be exciting to see him, but I also think a lot of guys change their swing to get more elevation on the ball. Mm-hmm. If he does that naturally, I'd say sure. It's a fun event, but I don't, with the way he's been struggling, I don't know if I want him to, at times, he's been struggling. When he's hot, he's great.
Let's take all that out.
Okay,
would you want to see him?
Yes, I would like, in a vacuum with no risks, I would say yes. Yes. I'd like to see him. I think that he's an exciting hitter. I think he hits the ball far, and it would be cool.
See, when I was growing up, the home run derby was must-see TV. Like, I would watch the home run derby and barely would watch the All-Star game. Do you feel like it still has the same effect? You feel like the home run derby still has that allure about it?
I think with the clock, it's been way more exciting.
Do you?
Yeah, because now the guys don't have to worry about, like, managing outs. They don't have to take an infinite amount of pitches, it almost seems. They can just free swing. Makes it extra exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I think before it was starting to lose its luster because it was becoming boring. Because guys would just take pitch after pitch after pitch, and you're just waiting and waiting. And I felt bad in 2015, Yasiel Puig was in it, and or 2014, whatever it was, but he didn't hit a single home run because he wasn't managing his outs well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have been more confident and more exciting if he would have just been able to swing without penalty in a timed segment.
Now, I mean, I am not privy to this, and you'll probably have the answer. Can you be a part of the home run derby if you're not a part of the All-Star game?
Yes.
Okay.
It's happened plenty of times, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Vladdy Guerrero Jr., our guy.
He
was once Like so 2019, he was in the Home Run Derby, but not the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. I would want to see O'Neal Cruz.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, just for just everything that I said. Like, I mean, we're so enamored by that stuff. I'm not enamored. I want to see, you know, I'm more about how consistent you are of hitting home runs and how good of a batter you are than how fast and how hard it's hit off your bat and, you know, the tracking of all that stuff. But for an event like this, like, that's why I do believe that they do that, because you want to showcase that. And he would be, to me, one of the perfect players to put in an All-Star game, because people are so enamored by that stuff with him.
He's tall and he hits the ball hard.
Yes.
And far.
Yes. Where's the All-Star game at?
Texas this year. New Globe Life Field.
Hmm. Nice.
They just built it in 2020.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. Mom.